So one thing that I'm actually really good about is being able to really focus on saving money through food and figuring out how to not only eat really good food, but do it on a budget. So I'm gonna give you sort of my number one tips on how I make sure to feed a really large family on not too terribly much money. Welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I'm your host, Jacqueline, or Jax Kreider. And today we're doing it a little bit different. We're not actually having a guest today, you're just getting me. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about something that has definitely been a budget buster for me, and some of the ways that I have avoided it being such a budget buster, right? Let's talk about food. Food, right? It's something that you have to have, like it or not, right? It's something that fuels our body. And there are so many super easy choices when it comes to food nowadays. So you literally, if you live in any major city like I do, you have 8 million different choices of restaurant. In fact, it gets a little overwhelming at points on how many restaurant choices there are. And one thing that I find is that, you know, even though it is so convenient to be able to just go out to eat, etc., it becomes such a huge cost factor, right? It's just something that, you know, you literally will turn around and you think you're going to go out and eat pretty reasonably priced. And before you turn around, it's been $20-$25. And when you multiply that over, you know, multiple meals a day, and then over tons of meals a week, you really can kill your budget. And, you know, one of the things that my husband and I have talked about a lot is you don't really realize exactly how much it is killing your budget until you turn around and you actually see it. Okay. So one of the reasons I actually created this little monthly budget tracker, you know, weekly budget tracker, was to figure out exactly where that money is going. And for us, it was going so much towards food, right? Yes, you know, occasionally I was spending some money on some other things, but man, we just really blow our budget a lot on food, and specifically on eating out. So one thing that I'm actually really good about, and I think I must get this from my mom, is being able to really focus on saving money through food and figuring out how to not only eat really good food, but do it on a budget. So I'm going to give you sort of my number one tips on how I make sure to feed a really large family on not too terribly much money. Okay. So first and foremost, if you live in any kind of a city where there exists a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to be a member. Okay. So I'm actually a member of both. And in a minute, I'm going to explain to you why I'm a member of both. But anyways, I'm going to just tell you right now, you definitely want to be a member of at least one, if not more than one. And like I said, I'm going to share you why in a minute. Now, some of you guys are listening to this saying, but I'm a single person, right? I'm a single person. Why the heck would I want a membership to Sam's Club, Costco, whatever it is? Or maybe, you know, you live in an area where you don't have either one of those, but I think that there's a few others, maybe BJ's and some things like that, that offer a membership, wholesale discount kind of program. Why the heck would I want a membership, right? So this isn't exactly necessarily food related. It is more paper goods related. But let me just tell you, if you actually do the math on how much you spend on toilet paper, on paper towels, napkins, if you ever utilize paper plates, maybe some of you are really great about never utilizing paper plates. That's awesome. But just on those things alone, being able to buy them in bulk is going to save you huge. Most memberships, especially if you want to do a Sam's, like the first year, you usually can get it for like $20 or something. I promise the very first time you're ever going to buy like toilet paper and stuff like that, you're going to save a huge amount of money. Now, some of you are also probably saying to yourselves right now, okay, Jax, I hear that, but I'm an extreme couponer. So I get great deals on toilet paper, whatever. Okay. If you're really going to focus that much on couponing, you're right. Maybe you don't need the membership. But for those of us who don't have the brain power to literally sit down and like extreme coupon out everything, I highly, highly, highly recommend either Sam's or Costco just for the paper goods alone. The other thing that Sam's and Costco is going to do huge for you is they are going to allow you to buy whatever it is you're buying and usually get about double, maybe triple for about 25 to 30% more than what you're already paying at the regular store. Sometimes the same amount, as crazy as that sounds, right? I've actually been the super huge nerd where I'm like comparing Costco or Sam's Club is charging versus like your, you know, Kroger or Tom Thumb or whatever the heck else it is. And when you look at the differences, it really is crazy. Now, does that mean you have to eat a lot of the same thing? It could, okay? It could mean that yes, you are going to eat a fair bit of the same kind of thing. But if you get creative, you can take some of those items and you can like freeze them, or I highly recommend you think outside the box on this and you find maybe another friend, like let's say you live in an apartment complex. Find a neighbor or something like that where you guys can split cost. So, hey, we're gonna go buy this, and then I'm gonna take this amount, and I'm gonna take this amount. If you live close to some of your family members, that's another thing, right? So my mom and I will do that. She'll say, hey, Jax, I wanna buy a big case of oranges, but your father and I are not gonna eat, you know, a whole big case of oranges. Great. I'll pay you half, mom. I'll sell you the money, and we'll split the case of oranges, right? So this is a really good way to be able to be creative and do some bulk buying like that. Another huge tip. So just so you know, let me tell you exactly how I shop. I actually go to Aldi first. That is where I'm going to buy every single one of my canned goods. If you do not have an Aldi in your area, I'm so sorry because it is awesome and you should petition for an Aldi to come to your area because they are super awesome. If you don't have an Aldi, another good choice is a Winco. Winco is similarly aligned, you know, with their pricing. If you don't have either of those in your area, try to find the place that is like going to be the cheapest for staple type items. And what I mean by staples is I'm talking about like canned goods, frozen things. Like I said, Aldi by far for me is going to be the cheapest, and I'm going to do all of that shopping there. Okay. Then is going to be either Sam's Club or Costco or both, depending on what I particularly need. Right. And then lastly is going to be the regular grocery store. There's nothing wrong necessarily on its face with a regular grocery store. But most of the time, they are going to be pricier. They just are. Okay. I also find that the produce is pretty good at both Aldi and either Sam's or Costco versus some of the other discount places. I don't really love the produce. That's just my personal take. I don't love it. But, you know, like I said, whatever you want to do. So, next up, before you're going to go to the store, this is what you're going to do. You're going to find some staple things that you really like to eat. And you're going to make a list of those things, okay? In an ideal world, they're gonna be things where one of the items is actually another item in another favorite meal of yours. So let me give you an example. So let's say, for instance, that you really like Mexican food, okay? Right? So you really like Chipotle. And so something that our family does a lot is we do what's called fake Chipotle bowls. And so we create sort of a multiple meats. We'll create like some beef and some carnitas, some stuff like this or whatever. And then what I will do is I will batch cook several things like this, and then we can eat them different ways. So we can eat them as a Chipotle bowl. We can eat them as nachos. We can eat them as tacos. We can eat them as a taco salad, right? Like there's multiple different ways that you can eat them over the course of the week. That way you're not eating the same dang thing every single day. Because if you are like my stepdaughter, who is a single person and she lives by herself, it's hard to eat the exact same meal for 4 days in a row, right? That's really not always that fun. So think about dishes that you can either transform into another dish or they have similar ingredients, okay? So for instance, we really love a dish called Oma's Dish. It uses ground beef and then it also is going to use potatoes. So I might also make shepherd's pie, which again is also going to use ground beef and is going to use potato. Why is that? Well, if I am shopping at your Costco or your Sam's Club, I'm buying those items in bulk, like my beef, like my potatoes. And so again, that's going to help me. Also, like I said, I'm going to batch cook.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your homeownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
This is a huge tip, okay? This is literally what makes or breaks it for me. So for instance, yesterday I was setting up everything for the next 2 weeks, okay, for cooking. And a lot of people are like, 2 weeks, your food's not gonna stay good for 2 weeks. But it is. And I'm gonna tell you how. So here's what I did. First of all, I made out my list. I knew exactly what we were going to be making. I like made a recipe list roughly for 2 weeks time. Okay. Once I had my recipe list, then I figured out, okay, what are the ingredients that I need that I don't already have at home? Obviously, I've got most of my spices at home. I've got most of my oils at home, things like that, right? I don't need any of that. I just need the main ingredients. Okay. So I made that list. Then I did exactly what I told you. I went first to Aldi. That was my first stop. Then I went ahead and I went to Sam's Club and I picked up pretty much everything else. Did have to stop at HEB. That's the store I typically go to, HEB or Kroger, because there's like two items I couldn't buy anywhere else. Plus HEB, at least by us, usually will have like this really good meal deal kind of situation where you buy one thing and you get a few things for free. And so we almost always use that for at least one of the meals over like that couple of week time frame. So then bought all that stuff, brought it all back to the house, and then I batch cooked. And you're saying, what do you mean by batch cook? So all the ground beef that I needed for the next 2 weeks, I cooked it, right? I just cooked it, drained the fat, and I put it in a giant Ziploc bag, okay? I put that Ziploc bag in the freezer. Now, when I am ready to utilize that ground beef, I'm just going to pull it out of the freezer, pull out as much as I need, and throw it into whatever dish I'm cooking. Right? I also cut up a lot of my vegetables. So all of my bell peppers, I went ahead, I washed them, I cut them. I again, put them in a Ziploc bag, threw them into the freezer. Again, this is going to keep them fresh, but now all my prep is done. Okay. So I did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, now when I bought all those bell peppers, because I bought them in bulk, right, for some of the meals that we're going to have. One, I know that I'm not going to waste any of them because I'm going to use them over multiple meals over a 2 week time window. So that's first thing. And then secondly, I've already done all my prep. I don't know about you, but part of the reason that I end up eating out half the time is convenience. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had the hardest day ever at work. I don't really feel like freaking cooking. I don't want to make anything, right? And I'm not going to. However, if I dedicate one day to batch cook, meal prep, whatever you want to call that, right? That is going to help me figure that out, where I'm literally, like I said, I'm going to have all of my things prepped. I'm going to make sure that, like I said, I've got stuff in the freezer, all the things that I've already done. And it's just kind of like a dump situation. Also, especially because we are now in the colder months, do not sleep on your crock pot or Instapot, whichever one. They work very similarly as far as like cooking like in a one pot, but they are not the same, right? One, you're going to leave out and it's going to cook all day long, right? Like slow cooking. And then one, it's going to like you get home and you're going to go ahead and use the Instapot. Doesn't matter. Either way, you don't own one of those two items. Please, please, please look to buy one, because I'm telling you, that is game changer. In fact, when my stepdaughter here recently moved into her first like major apartment on her own, she didn't have a crock pot. And I was like, oh no, girl, you got to have a crock pot, because it's such a great place to throw things in there. You've got so many resources online that will give you free recipes for crock pots, all kinds of stuff, right? And I would say that a good chunk of what I'm cooking in the next 2 weeks is going to be in my crock pot. Now, I did all that batch cooking. Like I said, I did all that recipe or whatever. So now you're saying to yourself, okay, great. So how much money did you spend? So for 2 weeks worth of food, and I am feeding myself, my husband, my daughter, my little daughter who's 3, one of my older daughters who's 24, my parents. So there's going to be 6 of us. And then sometimes one of my other stepdaughters will come too. So it's going to be between 6 and 7 of us. I spent roughly $250 for all of that. That was all of my meat. That was all of my vegetables. That was everything that I'm going to need for 2 weeks worth of meals. And we probably will have leftovers. So that means that we're going to probably have some lunches and things like that, right? I just can't stress enough that you don't have to spend a crazy amount of money on food if you plan right. And I get it. Planning is the hard part. Utilize some resources. I will try to make sure that I continue throughout, you know, kind of as a, in my trajectory of doing all my podcasting, I will try to make sure I include some recipes. If you don't want to come up with any on your own, maybe you really a poor cooking, you're not a good cook. I understand that. I promise you, I could teach you how to cook some things that you could cook. How do I know that? Because I had multiple roommates when I was in college that were not good cooks. They swore they couldn't cook anything. And I promised them, I said, look, I promise if you're willing to buy the ingredients, I can help you cook it. And I'm really good at being able to teach people to cook. There are some recipes that in my mind are tried and true for super, super, super easy. Okay. So like number one, taco soup. You never heard of it. There's a million different versions of it online. It is such an easy freaking thing to make, because literally all you're doing is browning beef and an onion, draining the fat, and then dumping ingredients into either a crock pot or a stove pot, whichever one, right? I mean, literally, it's the easiest dish in the world to make. Nobody can really mess it up. Guys, think about other easy dishes. For instance, if you don't have a huge desire to do like what I do and do a lot of homemade food, you can do easy stuff at home too. Tomato soup and grilled cheese. Again, we're in colder months. That's a great one to do. I love it. It's kind of like comfort food to me. It's super easy to make. And it's super cheap. So, you know, if you're broke, it's a great, great choice. A dish that my husband's family eats a lot, and it's so, so good, is going to be called soft potatoes and cream spinach. So we basically peel, chop, and boil potatoes, right? We drain them and we put butter with a little bit of parsley and salt. The Germans call this Salzkartoffel, okay? Salzkartoffeln, basically salted potatoes is what that means. And then we make cream spinach, or you can buy it. You can get frozen cream spinach and heat that up in the microwave. And then you put it on top. And then usually I make an egg and I put that on top. Again, super easy, super cheap. There is lots of dishes like this that you can do very easily. Whenever I make baked ziti is also something that is super, super, super easy to make. I will give you that recipe right now because it's super easy. I buy everything at Aldi. And this is what I do. So I get the penne noodles. Usually at Aldi, they're like a dollar for the box, right? You're going to cook those noodles. Then I get a jar of their sauce, which is also a dollar or less. So I get a jar of the sauce. I typically like the one that's like garlic, but you can get whichever version you like. I buy a container of ricotta cheese. Ricotta is typically about $1.50, maybe $2. So now we're up to like maybe $4, right? So I get the ricotta cheese. And then lastly, I need mozzarella. Okay. I personally will cook it in a tin that I can throw away because I hate to do dishes. I don't know about you guys, but dishes is something I hate, loathe, and abhor. So that's what I'm going to do. Once I've cooked those noodles, I'm going to put on the stovetop. I'm going to put the sauce. I'm going to put ricotta, usually about half, right? Kind of make like a pinkish sauce. I will add garlic powder, onion powder, and oregano to my sauce. To taste. That's just me. You don't have to do that, but that's what I like to do. And then I will put noodles in. I will put sauce over. I will put mozzarella cheese on it. Again, noodles, sauce, mozzarella. And I will do this until the entire pan is filled. And then usually it needs like 350 or 375, somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes. Super easy, super cheap. You're going to have a meal that will feed a huge group of people for maybe $6. Very, very reasonable, right? So again, you can make tons of meals that are not going to be that crazy expensive. I also highly encourage you to pay attention if somebody is running an amazing, crazy sale. So for instance, Kroger in our area a couple of weeks back ran a huge sale on pork butts. So they were 97 cents a pound. And so I bought three. And so what I did was is I used one to make a pork roast. I did that in the crock pot, found a recipe online. I didn't even have a recipe. I just found one online, followed the instructions and made that for my crock pot. It was awesome. Another one, I made carnitas. So we did a fake Chipotle bowls that week. And so I made like rice, I made beans, I made the carnitas. I also made some taco meat. And for multiple days, we had several different renditions of Chipotle bowls or taco bowls or stuff like that. Pretty easy, pretty simple. And then the last one, I had frozen that one. And then this week I am making a pork chili verde stew, where I'm basically taking hatch green chilies and I'm taking that pork butt. And I'm taking some water, obviously some chicken stock, and I'm going to cook it and I'm going to make a stew out of it. So again, if you see like something that's usually really expensive, like, you know, a meat or some ingredient, you know, you may want to shift what you're cooking based off of that, right? So I would tell you that a lot of times you convince yourself that it's so much easier to just go ahead and buy food from whatever restaurants, etc. The problem with that is a few fold. So number one, you have no idea what's going into that food. Unfortunately, lots and lots and lots of food that you're going to get as far as, you know, takeout restaurant food is going to be full of sugar, fat, salt, all of which can add on the extra pounds, right? So that's not good. Also, it's going to be really expensive and it's going to create some problems potentially with your budget. So that's going to be a challenge as well, right? And then lastly, it's more time consuming. And in my opinion, and maybe not everybody feels this way, it's overwhelming. Like where I live in Dallas-Fort Worth, there are so many freaking choices. Honestly, like yesterday, my husband and I decided we were going to meet for lunch. And I didn't even have the mental capacity to figure out where the heck to eat because there were so many choices. I'm like, I don't even know what I want. Like I have no idea. Right. And I really actually enjoy, like, there's something about creating something that's just, there's a lot of like value there. And I do this all the time. I give tips all the time to people on how to save money with food and the best ways to accomplish this. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast episode of my own and we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about how to save money there. And honestly, just in shopping like that period, The other thing that I will tell you is when you do go to the store, stick to the list. Okay. If you don't have that availability, this is where something else that can help you is like, for instance, at least with Sam's Club, I have the premium membership, which means I can actually order the things in advance and I can either have it delivered. That's one choice. Or I can actually just drive my car up there. I can hit a button in the app and they bring it out. Same thing you can do with a lot of other different grocery stores. A lot of grocery stores will do that now. It will save you hugely not to buy a bunch of extra junk. And also never go to the store hungry. You probably have heard other people say that. Why is that, you ask? Well, when you go to the store hungry, you are going to sit there and you're going to say, ooh, that looks great. Ooh, I really want to do that. And by the way, I'm a huge foodie, so I'm the worst about this. So I have to be really careful about going into stores. I have to be in that mode of, nope, we're going to buy just these things and that's all we're going to buy. Also, know yourself. So what do I mean by know yourself? So for instance, I really do love making mashed potatoes from scratch, but it is very labor intensive, mainly because I don't love peels in my mashed potatoes. So if I'm making mashed potatoes myself, I am peeling them, I'm chopping them, I'm putting them in the water, I'm boiling them. There's a lot of steps, right? And then I'm having to blend them all out, you know, mash them up. It's a lot of work, but I love potatoes. Potatoes is my love language. Like if I had a starch of choice, 1000% it's a potato. So I like to make dishes with potatoes. What I've learned is that for about $6 or so, I can buy two things, pretty good size things, of pre-made mashed potatoes at Sam's Club or Costco, and then I don't have to do all that work. So what I mean by know yourself is if you know for a fact that you are not going to put in that work or you don't have the time, then work smarter, not harder, okay? Figure out your cheat codes, if you will, and do something like that. So for instance, I bought a package yesterday of pre-made mashed potatoes. So there's two of them, and we're going to use them for two different meals.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today. Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
Which is perfect. But yes, because I didn't really want to have to make the potatoes myself. Would it have been maybe slightly cheaper if I had bought the potatoes and done all the work? Yes. But the time wasn't worth it to me. And so, like I said, I just did it that way, right? Also, this is another huge hack for those of you who are single. So for instance, if you are a single individual and again, you're saying, okay, Jax, I hear all of this, but guess what? I'm not going to get your Sam's Club membership. I'm not going to get your Costco membership. That's just a waste of time and money for me. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go to those stores. I don't want to make friends with my neighbors or family members or whoever the heck it is to have to try to do some swapping or breaking up of giant portions of whatever the heck it is. Heard, understood. Okay. So another good tip is you really need to look at some of the pre-done things at some of your major grocery players, okay? So for instance, here in Dallas, Market Street, I know, does them. I know Kroger does them. I know HEB does them. All of these grocery stores do these little kind of pre-made meals that somewhere run between $5 and like $9, where all you have to do is put it in either the microwave or put it in the oven, something like that. They're much better tasting and for you than most of like your frozen, you know, TV dinner style meals that they used to do of old, right? That are not super tasty and kind of gross. So I highly recommend that because it's way cheaper to pay $5 and $10 on that than pay $15 to $20 on a meal out, right? So that's a really good choice and option. My operations manager is a single guy and he doesn't like to cook at all. He has no cooking genes really in his body that he enjoys it. So that's something that he does a lot, right? Or he will cook like one major thing like taco soup because he likes that. And he'll either, you know, eat it all week or he'll freeze some of it to eat for later. Because that's a huge thing, by the way. If you're a soup lover like me, I'm the soupiest of soup lovers. Literally spend a weekend and make a ton of soup. Like use your crock pot to make one soup. Use a couple of your other pots to make other soups. And put them in containers and freeze them. That way, when you're not feeling it, you're having a week where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't. I don't like it. I don't want to cook right now. It's fine. All you got to do is pull it out of the freezer, thaw it. That's it. You're done, right? I do that a lot. That is a huge, huge, huge saver in my opinion. So I hope that this has helped give you some kind of framework point of ways that you can not only save money, but ways that you can sort of reshape your thinking around food and how you can save money on food. Because like I said, I will argue until I'm blue in the face, it's probably one of the bigger things that you're spending money on right now. You're spending huge amounts of money either eating out or maybe you're always going to the regular grocery store and you're going last minute because you're not doing any planning and that's creating some challenge for you. So, you know, you're always going to hear me say, live life with intention, right? I want you to live your life on your terms, but I want you to get there intentionally. And there is a reason for that. That intentionality, even if it shifts over time on where you're going, it's going to change things for you. I can't stress that enough. You just kind of floating through life, hoping to God that it works out. It usually just doesn't go that way. Right? Or you're going to stumble more than you'd like. This year has been one of the hardest years of my entire life for lots of reasons. There's a lot going on in my family life. There's a lot going on in my professional life. There's so many things going on. I'm going to be real. For a while, I got real lazy and I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to cook. I don't want to deal with all that crap. That takes too much mental energy. But then I sat down and I looked at the numbers, y'all. And I was like, oh my gosh, we are spending a fortune. And a lot of times, here's the rub. I wasn't even really enjoying it. It wasn't even food that I was like excited to eat. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, man, I love that restaurant. I'm so excited I get to eat there. I was like, oh, this again? And I'm spending $8 billion to buy whatever this place is. Like it got to be frustrating and it got to be really annoying. And so I told myself a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with that. I've got to carve out the time. I like eating good quality food. I like eating something that tastes great. And for those of you who say, man, I'm not a good cook. Seriously, practice makes perfect. I will try to do some additional videos or maybe additional podcasts where I give tips. Maybe I should do an actual demonstration. We'll bring my camera into the kitchen and I'll cook some things and show you some tips and tricks. But guys, you don't have to use me as your person. Like there's so many people on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever it is that are cooking that will show you how to do it. So, so, so many good options. Before we wrap up the episode and I let you go, let me tell you another really good thing that you need to consider if you are looking or don't already own like a warehouse membership for like your Sam's Club or your Costco or something like that. Medicine and dog food. That's all I'm going to say. And what do I mean by medicine and dog food? So we have quite a few dogs And I am pretty big on feeding them a pretty high quality version of food. And both Costco and Sam's Club, both, they have a holistic food brand that doesn't have like a crazy amount of corn and things like that, which is like filler food for dogs, in their dog food, which is awesome. And it's very reasonably priced. It's like $35 or $40 for a pretty good size bag, like a 35-pound bag. So it definitely is something that is a reasonably priced thing. Also, I don't know about any of the rest of y'all. I don't know what part of the country you're listening from, but I have the worst allergies on the freaking planet. You may have heard another episode where I was talking to Cindy Cowan about my allergies, and I do use natural solutions for my allergies. I think that different essential oils is great. I have a whole wall in my office that has like a bunch of essential oils on it, and I utilize them for my allergies. But let's be real. Sometimes I just want the basic old allergy medicine to make it go away. And if you look and see what my allergist wants me to take every single day, it's freaking nuts, by the way. It's like Zyrtec and Claritin, and I'm also supposed to do some nasal spray. And then if I'm on like a red day, I'm supposed to take a beta blocker because that blocks histamine too, for those of you who didn't know. Anyway, so all this crap, right? That's a lot. Like, that's a freaking lot. I learned that you could buy the generic version of like Zyrtec and Claritin at Costco or Sam's Club, and it's like $20 or less for 365 pills. Yes, you heard that right. You could take one every single day, and it'll cost you like $20 for the year. If you go to CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Target, any of these places, and you look for the generic brand of either Zyrtec or Claritin, I'm telling you, you're going to pay like $15-$20 for like 60 to 90 pills, okay? If you buy the real deal, the real Zyrtec, the real Claritin, it's going to be even worse. It's going to be like 30 pills for like $20, okay? So if you are trying to save money and you are looking for yet another reason that kind of a membership might be a good idea, there you go. So anyways, I hope this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified was helpful for you. I just wanted to talk about it because it is something that has been creating massive problems in my budget probably the last 6 months. And even though I work in financials for a living, it doesn't mean I'm perfect at them, guys, by any stretch. And I just wanted to speak into you that you could do this. This is something that you can take control of. So if you have an eating out problem, if you are blowing your budget by eating out, you can solve that. If you don't know if you're blowing your budget by eating out, if you're really honestly not sure, there is a budget tracker that I have created that is totally free of charge that you can utilize, and it'll help you understand where you're spending your money, okay? And it'll help you fix some of that problem, right? So hopefully this has been a helpful episode. I look forward to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified and you joining us again soon.